Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Breakfast Briefing with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
This fire in Offaly dominating the headlines, as you would imagine. The Irish Independent, Tadhg Fóir, died in a firebomb as he was babysat by his grand aunt. The Irish Daily Star, boy four and woman killed in arson attack. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page says Gardaí probe revenge link to fire that killed boy and woman. Gardaí are investigating a petrol bomb attack that claimed the lives of a child and his grand aunt and injured his grandmother. So we've a double murder inquiry now underway, and those killed in the incident have been named as Tadhg Farrell, aged four, and his grand aunt Mary Holt. And then the woman who's seriously injured is his grandmother, named locally as Pauline Holt. I mean, the Garda there, Liam Geraghty, describing it as murderous, and I think that's the best way of describing it. It's just frightening. And there are pictures of little Tadhg Furlong, aged just four, and Mary Holt, aged 60, killed in that attack. Other big story in the front of the Irish Times is about the vacant property grant. And it's bad news, I think, if you want to buy a vacant property in Dublin, because you could be blocked from accessing the state's vacant property grant. So what they're thinking is that they'll put a cap of €650,000 on the value of a home eligible for the 50 grand grant. And that grant allows you to refurbish homes vacant for the last 2 years or more. But they reckon that about a fifth of the houses who looked for the grant in Dublin wouldn't qualify for the grant because they're in excess of the 650 grand threshold. Now, they are looking at maybe moving it around. Maybe we'll have like the famous rent pressure zone here, where maybe the greater Dublin area might not have the cap, or maybe it would have a higher cap and then a lower cap around the country. So that's on the front of the Irish Times. On the front of the Irish Examiner, then, we have more housing news. A lack of transparency in the home buying process is leaving house hunters suspicious of their estate agents and often paying more than 20% over the original asking price. Buyers often feel they are competing against illegitimate bidders, driving up the final price. So this could be a thing, but certainly people feel it is a thing. I remember going to look at one house, and there was a particular asking price, and then the estate agent emailed a couple of weeks later to say that the latest asking price was 210 grand more than the asking price, which feels like madness to go such an increase. The report also finds that one in seven homes are sold at 20% above the asking price, one in five go for 10% above asking. And this doesn't happen in other countries. I know in London, for an example, house prices usually go for less than the asking price typically. You see on shows like Place in the Sun, where really people get a deal a lot of the time when they're buying the houses. And here in Ireland, you'd want to look for houses that are about 100 grand under your budget, just in case it goes up to your budget price and you don't have to squeeze yourself. Also, the Examiner says an emergency meeting of the Oireachtas National Security Committee is going to be held this week, examining sightings of a drone near the flight path of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky when he visited Dublin last week. This is a very, very concerning story. Gardaí are investigating reports an Irish Navy ship saw five drones operating near the flight path of the Ukrainian president's plane last Monday. He came, and Gardaí say a special detective unit is investigating this. Elsewhere in the papers, the driving test wait time is gone up again. We did have a handle on it now. Unfortunately, we don't. Apparently, it's gone up above 12 weeks again. And they had hit a 10-week target in September. Years of rising, and now unfortunately it is rising again. This is in the Irish Times. The average waiting time creeping up in the past 3 months now stands at 12.22 weeks. And that is up from 11.44 at the end of November. The longest wait now, if you're waiting for your test, is Mulhuddart in Dublin. Elsewhere in the papers then, lots about Ryan Tuberty's wedding in the papers. We are told that he and his wife Claire Campometti married in a beautiful and intimate ceremony at a castle in Connemara. Yesterday, the Indo says the beaming couple tied the knot in a civil ceremony at the Abbey Glen Castle Hotel. I think Tuberty's family owned this hotel from memory. Apparently he's known to tinkle the ivories there. He's a huge fan of the hotel. They have a Steinway piano, and Ryan Tuberty known for singing to some of the guests. And there were no celebrities at the wedding. One person says they didn't see anyone famous. It was just family and close friends. There's a new taxi service in Dublin. The Irish Independent has this news. It's called Lady Cab. And a really bad experience which saw a man grab a woman by the throat in Dublin has now led to the creation of a new taxi service which will allow passengers to request a female passenger. Lady Cab aims to improve safety and confidence for women. So basically you can download this app. I assume it's an app, and basically request that you get a female driver. Now that's if there are any available, because it can be very difficult to get cabs, particularly around this time of year. But we now have a woman-led transport service focused on trust and respect, giving women the freedom to travel with confidence. Dancing with the Stars has announced another celebrity that's joining. This is in The Star. So we had the announcement yesterday that Niamh Kavanagh will join. And now it's Paddy from The Traitors. He's going to be in Dancing with the Stars. So this is how you become famous now in Ireland, is that you do one reality show and then you go on and do another. Returning to RT1 in January, the popular show, as I say, has already announced Niamh Kavanagh. She was the first celebrity, and now Paddy, who's a retired prison officer, has enjoyed a surge of popularity. He's been on The Late Late Show. He's also been on Gogglebox. And he's also in Panto, apparently, and now he's joining Dancing with the Stars. Final story is to do with Christmas. Lots about Christmas in the papers. Almost half of people feel under pressure to host the perfect Christmas dinner. 53% are sweating over getting timings ready right now for December 25th. 49% are worried at pleasing every guest. 47% are nervous about navigating the chaos of Christmas Day. A third admit to feeling stressed at the thought of festive hosting. 43% say they would feel less worried if they had a simple guide to follow. And the report reveals 61% admit they've forgotten to buy essential items like potatoes, alcohol and veg. You can read more about that in The Star today.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results. Expert support. Lose more weight. Make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.